Well, I stand right next to a man's penis.
Yep. Yes,
suck
I will.
Suck it off with the back of my mouth.
The back.
I suck it nice. Down with the back of my ass.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Happy fucking 2022, everybody.
This is, swear to God, this done.
Last, we're live.
Last year of this shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is it?
If it makes it a year.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
Yeah, that'll be an accomplishment in and of itself.
Yeah, depending on how the ad sales go.
Yeah, if the ad sales dry up, you won't see us in May.
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to do a bunch of these. I'm going to go on tour. I'll be back in March. Mm-hmm. We'll probably get through March.
Yeah, in fact, Mac Weldon's been ignoring my emails, so just in case... I'll just do the ads anyways and then charge them.
Yeah.
Just roll into their shop.
Give us, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, charge
fuck
them
you, pay me.
A protection racket.
Yeah, dude, we should show up at Mac Weldon with a fucking baseball bat.
Nice underwear you got here. It'd be a shame if somebody took a shit. Leo, put those underwear on.
It'd be a real shame if somebody beat off.
You got an Italian guy with Down syndrome. Yeah. Like, Leo, put these underwear on. Wait till you see what this kid does to you.
To your civil antimicrobials.
Oh, mamma mia.
Ain't enough antimicrobials in the world to stop that retard shit.
There's mamma mia and papa mia. Yeah, well, hold on. We just got him out of the hospital. He choked to death on his fingertips last week. That's Leo. His job. We bring him around to the clothing stores. Mm-hmm. Take him into the dressing room. We put that fucking turtleneck place out of business with that forehead. He's gonna try on a couple of the shirts. What do you see? The top will be looser than the bottom.
We'll pay.
It's just buttons flying around like shrapnel.
Yeah. So
we're with great year 2022. I'm feeling really positive about it. Yeah. Well, I had coronavirus.
The vaccines are failing, but women are thriving.
Yeah. I have a new lease
on
life.
Girls are making it.
Well, listen, man, shout out to the little boosty because I was basically tongue kissing Adam when he had coronavirus and I didn't get it.
Yeah, we didn't know I had it.
It was me, you and Wardell.
Yeah. I was literally inside of your asshole with my tongue.
Mm-hmm. And this is the second. Yeah. Adam claims this is the second time he
did
got
it. Did you
corona.
Mix and match?
I was shedding
I
virus.
I did mix and match.
So what
did
you do?
I got Moderna first, then Pfizer.
Mm.
But, okay, yeah. So
booster.
Two.
I boosted the Pfizer.
MMP.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Moderna, Pfizer.
Yep.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm thinking slots.
Yeah. I did a little suicide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to fucking Skate World, you get that fucked up pizza, you need a little Dr. Pepper, a little Mountain Dew, a little fucking the tropical fruit punch. Mm-hmm. High C, maybe. Remember when they had High C on tap?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Maron.
What's the one? Is it High C with the one with the ghost? The booger
yes.
guy? From
yeah, it was yes. Booger for a while.
Yeah, the Ecto Booger.
No, his name's not Booger.
His name's
Slimer.
Slimer.
Yeah.
But he looks like a booger. He's
but,
green.
Yeah, didn't you say this is the second time you got corona, Adam?
No, I think
you got
the
it in
first.
France because you said you were sucking a guy's cock and you couldn't smell it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Normally the penises in France smell like fromage.
Very
smells
pungent.
Like, smells like a kind of an aged cheese. But I wasn't getting the.
You're like, what the hell is this? Mm-hmm. This doesn't taste like anything.
I was like,
I came all the way to France to suck cock on the sneak while my girlfriend is at the Louvre.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even taste like French
and you have
prick.
No idea how big that building can be.
Yeah.
You can fit a lot of cocks in.
Oh, yeah. Well, you weren't at the Louvre.
No, I did not go.
You were sucking cock.
No.
They were pissed, didn't smell.
I did go to the Louvre when I was there.
Really?
Did you go?
I didn't.
It's really funny that when you
I wasn't there long enough.
You go to see the Mona Lisa. And it's literally 900 people in the line.
Yeah.
And there's a million other paintings in the...
Yeah,
it's okay. It's not even a good painting.
It's a bad painting when you look at it.
Well, I wouldn't say it's bad, but I don't... Like, who gives a fuck? It's some dumb bitch.
And I've
there's
seen
way
better
times.
Paintings there.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm going to go all the way to France to take a look at a picture...
Of some busted-ass bitch.
Some dumb bitch.
Yeah. Well, it's not even a bitch. I think it's a...
That's how I'm going to spend my weekend.
I think it's just a gay guy pretending to be a bitch. Even.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the story?
I think Leonardo da Vinci was the Mona Lisa.
Oh, my God.
That's him being trans.
Wait, I've sort of
Alana Wachowski situation.
Absolutely.
So you're saying I've been jacking off to a fella this whole time.
You've been jacking off to a fella.
Did you see that shit where somebody just posted that picture, Alana Wachowski, like, this is who directed The Matrix.
Bro. Oh, yeah. Black people were like, hell no.
Well, originally, everyone's like, this is transphobic. Like, I didn't say anything about them being trans. Which it's like, I know that move.
Yeah. I just said this. I did a fact. This is who
this
directed.
This is who it is. So
maybe I like
internet.
It.
Yeah, do right. your thing.
You don't know. And then, yeah, the dreadlock thing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. People are mad about her hair.
That's so funny. I liked the new Matrix because I got so high that I thought I was like solving a mystery. I was like figuring it out. It's so obvious in hindsight. Like, there's no twists or turns.
There's literally nothing.
It tells you everything. But at the time, I was like, wait, I think Neo is trapped in a new version of the I was so high. I was like, I thought I was figuring it out with clues.
It's like pretty obvious from the trailer. You can tell from the trailer.
I never saw the trailer. And I was like, whoa, dude. And me and my boy Pete were hanging out on Christmas. Yeah. My brothers were going to come up, but they canceled because of coronavirus. So it was just me and my boy, just a skeleton crew of two fucking immigrants hanging out.
Just sitting on a
getting
couch.
High, eating Chinese food.
Yeah.
And he was high. He smoked weed for the first time in like years. And he smoked like half a little thing. And
he's gone.
He fucking ate 4 plates of Chinese food and went to bed for an hour. And it was awesome. It was like the classic get high move. Yeah. And then he woke up. We watched The Matrix. And I was like explaining it to him. I was like, yeah, dude, I think Neo's in a new version of The Matrix. I felt so smart because I was so high. And I had a great time watching it.
I did. I was like, the first 15 minutes, I was like, okay, this might. Like, I watched the entire movie waiting for it to get better.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it only got worse as it went on.
I liked when they threw people out of the building like bombs. I thought that was pretty cool.
I had a great time, bro.
But yeah, the movie fucking sucked dick. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I
wasn't blazed.
Gotten blazed out of your. Because we smoked a joint, but I also had I was also 60 milligrams deep on top of the joint. So
I can't live like
I was out of my mind.
That's so much.
I was fighting to stay awake. So me taking in a movie, I felt like a genius, dude.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Mm-hmm. Although I didn't understand why Agent Smith was a hot, sexy gay guy now.
Yeah, and Morpheus was a gay guy now too.
Well, Morpheus, was he gay or was he just like a robot or some shit?
That was the thing I didn't really understand. The thing was like Agent Smith, he needs to help him because he's got some deal with the fucking
why is Agent Smith
analyst?
The opposite of Neo. I don't get it. Neo should be better than Agent Smith.
That's what you find out from the original.
There's literally...
I don't get it.
There's nothing.
Why?
There's nothing new.
Neo is better than him.
There's nothing new.
He's not the devil.
In the story. Well, no, because Agent
Smith... Shouldn't the robots be the fucking devil? I don't fucking get... Neo's God. Neo's clearly Jesus. And the robots are the devil. Who the fuck is Agent Smith? Why is he the devil?
I think, time around, too... Well, they're all, like, muddled now. Because now, this time, Trinity is, like, also Neo. Like, the idea that... Because they both died.
Right.
So that's not Neo and it's not Trinity. They were rebuilt.
They were
rebuilt by the machines. So they're effectively as much like the programs as the rest of them.
Interesting.
And that's why, Neo can't fly. But at the end, Trinity can fly because it's all fucking muddled. And then also Agent Smith, when Neo kills Agent Smith at the end of the first one, it's like he
doesn't kill him in the first one, does he?
Yeah, he does. No, in the very first one, he goes into Agent Smith and explodes.
Oh, he fucks him in the ass.
And then that creates this problem where Smith is then reborn into the... And he's this uncontrollable program.
Yeah. And he can keep multiplying.
Yeah.
So he got some of Neo's jit.
But none of that shit is... there's nothing new story-wise in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Who was the Merovingian?
That's just some French faggot.
I
should have brought him back.
And I was like, what? They did bring him back.
They did bring him back. He's like, he's homeless. And he's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. And it's like, you brought this actor back.
Yeah.
He's telling his probably husband, I'm going to be in movies again. They want me for the new Matrix. And then he's like, I'm going to have a big part. And then they look at it and it's like, you're just homeless throwing your feces at a bunch of Chinese people fighting. And he's like, I will take what I can get to return to the stage.
That's so funny. They're like, yeah, we can't use Morpheus again, but the Merv, we need him back. Yeah. We need the Merovingian back.
Well, I don't think they wanted Lawrence Fishburne in there, and I secretly suspect it's because he made some anti-bathroom comments to,
Lana?
To Lana.
Is that just a guess?
It is just a guess. He said, I don't know why they don't want me back. You'd have to ask her. And they didn't.
Yeah, he was pretty upset about it.
Yeah, apparently. They didn't. There's like literally no reason to not have him back unless they had some kind of like personal dispute. Because it's not like, oh, well, this new idea.
It wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, this new idea of like a program version of Morpheus that Neo makes that like that. Nothing in the movie makes sense. Yeah. It's like everything narrative-wise is necessitated by having to make another Matrix movie. Mm-hmm. So it's like, how can I create this like sort of convoluted plot that just is jammed into the other movies so that it makes sense somehow? Right. That like it's none of it's motivated by anything. Like I don't understand what like the emotions are.
I mean, yeah, I just remember. So the first one just rocks absolute cock. There's no way around.
It's one of the best.
One of the best movies of all time. But then I watched the other two just right before the fourth one, high as fuck as well. And I liked them, but I didn't understand what the fuck was going on at all.
No, they're kind of retarded.
And the second one, I'm like, why the fuck is who the fuck is the Merovingian? Why is he the new bad guy?
Yeah.
But then also Smith is the bad guy. The Merovingian.
The entire time the movie's trying to
he does have
like,
a hot wife.
Distinguish
Monica
itself.
Bellucci, one of the hottest of all time. Dude. Might be the hottest of all time.
It's trying to distinguish itself from like
a case.
From Marvel bullshit or whatever. But it's like, this is worse. This is literally worse than fucking Guardians of the Galaxy or Captain America because it's like less entertaining and it's fucking pretentious.
And like, again.
Yeah, it doesn't have jokes. Marvel has jokes at least these days.
No.
Those jokes aren't that good. Your movie Thor, that was pretty funny.
That's a great movie, but the average Marvel movie jokes are kind of fucking.
The Ant-Man, that's pretty funny.
Ant-Man was really good.
Yeah.
But I think Adam McKay wrote that one. So that's why it was funny. Adam I'm Gay wrote that one.
Yes,
which
I
is actually
did.
You did.
Yes. Yeah. His new movie, Don't Look at My Penis.
Don't look. It's too tiny. Don't look at my
penis. Don't laugh at my penis.
Don't laugh at my penis.
Do not look at my penis.
Yeah.
Do not look at my penis. Do not ever look at my penis.
But yeah, man, your problem was not getting high as shit before The Matrix.
Yeah,
if you did that. It's one of the best movies.
I'll tell you what I did. I watched it. I was incredibly disappointed. Put on Raiders of the Lost Ark. Fixed it.
Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not an Indiana Jones guy.
Yeah, well, maybe you should get high and rewatch Raiders of the Lost Ark.
You know what it is? I never watched it as a kid, so it doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah. You know what? I watched it as a kid, but I was never into it, and then I got into it more as an adult rewatching it. You know what honestly got me into it? Fucking Lego Indiana Jones. Being high as shit.
Not easy.
Working at the call center, ignoring customers and playing Lego Indiana Jones. Making $17,000 a year, being like, life does not get any
life
better.
Life is than good,
this.
Brother.
There's just a dog shitting on the floor next to me in our apartment. I'm drunk at 10 a.m.
Time to crack
I'm like,
open
damn, I feel
cool
like the, I feel like the Merovingian.
I will say, him having a cake that makes a girl's pussy wet as
When he makes a girl come.
That's
with
awesome.
Cake. Yeah, a dessert.
That's my dream scenario.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have a little cake. I feed it to a girl. Her pussy gets wet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I fuck her real fast.
You know, I get those blue chews, and sometimes women they'll be like, what would happen if I take one of those? And I always tell them, you remember the pussy cake scene in The Matrix? And they say no, and I'm like, that's what would happen.
She's like, no. I'm 19. What's The Matrix?
You ever heard of fucking skate shoes? Let me tell you about the year you were born.
Let me tell you about the alternative rock I was listening to.
Let me tell you about the attacks of September 11th.
That's, you know, so Rage Against the Machine, gone. But guess what we got instead? Audio Slave. All right, let me see your pussy.
All right, let me see your pussy.
Let me see your pussy.
Creed, you remember that shit? You remember?
Yeah.
Show me your pussy.
Mm-hmm.
That song was, I feel like it was in like an anime or something. Higher.
Higher?
I feel like that's how I was introduced to it. It was some animated show. Oh,
that song was a stone cold hit.
There's some animated movie where that
song
like...
was, that song was playing at CVS every single time you went in from 2004 to 2015.
You know what I would like to happen this year is for The Rock to become transgender.
That would be so awesome.
That would be a real smooth transition.
I feel like that would be awesome. Dwayne the Lady Johnson.
How could he even get the testosterone out of his
Dwayne the Flower Johnson.
They should honestly hook up The Rock to like F to M's and just take some of his. That's how he would transition. Give his testosterone to F to M's to his trans brothers.
Have you ever seen the D-Transition subreddit?
No.
Like all the posts are like, FTM, TM, FTM here. I've recently been going through my third or fourth detransition.
Jesus Christ.
They're like, and I'm having some mixed feelings about it. They're like, that is completely natural.
That's fucking wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, it really is heartbreaking.
Those poor people.
Yeah. Because you're like, then, like,
what's going on? Why is that happening?
I feel like the trans community probably hates those people more than they even hate transphobes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like black people with dolls.
Well. Yeah, well, it's like, you know, there's only one way out in a with a box. Blood in, blood out.
Damn. So is that people just dabbling with, like, hormones? Or
dude,
do they
black people hate Rachel Dolezal, though.
I don't think they.
I mean, actual black people. I don't mean like.
I don't think
like Midwestern culture writers that.
Yeah. We're not talking about people.
No, I think black.
We're not talking about people.
Identity crisis, middle class black person.
I think black.
The fucking Omaha that hates themselves.
I think black fellas like
not even Omaha. Like the fucking people that are writing like you know their 18th think piece about. Insecure or whatever the fuck.
That's who those are, though.
Oh, really?
So, yeah,
they're from Omaha.
Yeah, they're like Midwest.
Which Insecure is
like
a good show. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But people really, you know, like the media class, they hate Dolezal. But
I don't know anything about Insecure.
It's a good show.
I know it's on
HBO. I finally got into. I bought it years ago, and I've finally been able to watch more than three episodes of The Terror, and it's very good.
What's that?
It's a movie about Nick having to fuck a woman.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, ah, yeah. A pussy.
It's like, boo. No, it's about like some, like these boats that they went looking for.
Oh,
Northwest Passage. And
yeah,
they all,
I heard about that.
I guess, they all got fucking poisoned by the canned food, but it's like from the perspective of the crew. Mm-hmm. So there's some like Inuit spirit that's... like monster.
Yeah, they're all going crazy. They think like ghosts are killing them, but they really just died of botulism, basically. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Because I finally watched Chernobyl.
Yeah.
And it's
I don't want to watch that.
What, Chernobyl? It's
not
good.
Not interested.
It's good. The first three episodes are very good.
I don't know.
And then the last two are kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad five it apps. Happened.
Yeah.
You're glad Chernobyl happened?
Well, the final episode is like the trial with Chernobyl or whatever. And the guy's testifying, and they're like, how could this happen? He's like, well, basically because... we're Russian, and we're bad people. And it's the reason it wouldn't ever happen in America. It's like, what?
Respect, just going full at the end.
They're like, you know, this would never happen in fucking America because they care about
real
safety.
Democracy.
They have, yeah, exactly.
That's true. That's why it never has.
Fuck this.
That's so fucking funny, dude.
Mm-hmm.
How dare they besmirch the good Russian people?
Mm.
But you're happy, though. Why? Why would you say that, Adam?
Because we won the Cold War.
Take that, Mr. Gorbachev. Suck on these balls.
Yeah, take that, you fucking Port Weinstein piece of ass.
Yeah, he is hot.
You think he got puss?
Gorbachev?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Anyone that's has that much power, it's an aphrodisiac for whores.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
He's just rubbing the Italy on his
He's
forehead.
Rubbing the Italy on her clit.
On her clit.
Yeah, what if it's raised?
Oh,
what
nice.
If it has little bumps? You just rub your birthmark on a clit?
That's sick.
That'd be awesome. You rub that, you eat a pussy, and you fuck, and you get your ass eaten, and your finger popping.
I guess it's true. Kissinger got mad pussy, right? And he looked like shit.
He still does.
He still does?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He looks very bad now.
Imagine his limp ass dick just getting sucked.
He's
you remember what Rumsfeld looked like the year before he died?
No.
Because he always looked evil.
Yeah.
But his like final year of life, he was just really terrifying.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Very kind of Emperor Palpatine.
Like Pappy but, Bush?
Well,
Pappy
he
Bush
was.
Bush looked very funny.
Yeah, but he was like 109 years old.
He was like, yeah, he looked like that painting on the screen.
Rumsfeld was still in his 80s. But he hollowed out.
Let's see old Donald Rumsfeld.
Those guys, him and Cheney.
Nice little run there. They really got bailed out by Nixon, dude.
Cheney's still alive. He's like a cape. He's a cape guy now, right?
Cheney's still alive, yeah.
He dressed like Darkwing Duck. Kind
but of. Both of those guys, there's pictures of them, and like, you know, they're like standing next to General Grant. Like they're just like, oh my they were God, in the White yeah. House forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like fucking shit. Or I guess he's dead now, but fuck him. Donald Cumsuck. Mm-hmm. Cumsfeld.
Yeah.
Donald Cumfelt dripping out of his ass.
Take that. Take that, dude. Yeah, dude.
So I think that Candace Owens is now going to war with Donald Trump.
Why?
Over him saying take the vaccines.
Oh, hell yeah. Candace, you don't want the smoke, bitch.
Which is also stupid. Like, has he at any point been against the vaccines?
No, literally it was fucking, Operation Warp Speed.
Yeah, literally never. And she sits down to interview and she's like, they're bad, right? And he's like, listen, Aunt Jemima, what is it?
Suggest a truth.
I know that you think they're not good for you because you're filled with syrup. And maybe it interacts, maybe the mRNA interacts with the syrup in a way. It's probably not very good. I'll give you that, but. Regular folks, and I don't mean whites. I just mean people that aren't filled with syrup.
Non-syrup individuals.
Non-syrup blacks, non-syrup Mexicans. You're mad because you got fired. They replaced you with the Pearl Milling. The Pearl Milling Company. I love that, too, changing the name. They're like, oh, it can't be Aunt Jemima? Well, then we'll pick the shittiest name.
Yeah, it's a bad name. Yeah,
we'll pick the dumbest fucking name we can think
looks
of.
Looks like shit.
That no one wants to say.
Yeah. Why don't they just pick an old white lady? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make it, you know.
Aunt Janine.
Aunt Gertrude, yeah.
Aunt Janine, like and this. She's a chain-smoking lesbian with transition glasses.
It comes out of her pussy.
Hair.
Yeah, the syrup comes out of her pussy. I like that. That'd be a great idea.
Sounds delicious.
Y'all having breakfast? Y'all, I made breakfast if anybody wants some. Just all like, just neck.
Yeah, so yeah. Many
just
neck
folds. Tendons. Yeah. Just all neck tendons. Yeah. Y'all, just the Dallas Buyers Club guy, but with like, yeah. With Todd Rundgren hair.
The floppiest titties of all time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she just drives her car with her big floppy titties. She doesn't use her
own. I'm trying to lose another 5 pounds before summer.
Fucking arms.
Just blue veins and wrinkles. I'm trying to get my beach body ready for summer. So y'all eat this. Y'all have the pancakes. I'm just making them.
We got to get that bitch back.
We need Aunt Janine back.
We need her. We need an aunt.
Yeah, dude. What'd you guys do for New Year's, man?
I don't even remember. Oh, I went to Will Manicker's place.
Oh, fuck yeah. I did do shows at the Stand or else I would have been there. Mm. Shout out to Hard Dick Billy.
Yeah.
Did he have some fucking delicious shit going?
He made a pork shoulder.
He made a pork shoulder. Although I might be done with pork shoulder forever. This
no.
Too
forever?
Many. Too many of them.
We did go hard for a couple years.
We went
there.
Too hard.
Bro, yeah. I was doing like maybe there was a year,
you're
2 years of my life where I was
shoulder.
Doing a monthly pork
well,
shoulder.
Well, when quarantine started, I was cooking them pretty off. I was I was doing a lot of like cooking meat down forever and then having a week of just meat.
Eating the meat.
That I would time so it goes bad right as I finished the last bite.
Yeah.
And then you turn to the camera looking like the poison control guy. They're like, try me, coronavirus. I have food poisoning I'm dealing with.
Dude, I always thought that little green guy that was going like, looked cool.
It was cool.
It never made me not want to take the
thing. That was a triumph in
it made me want to take whatever poison was on his face was
on. Yeah, you want to be a bad dude.
I want to be like that guy.
Yeah, let me under the sink.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get that fucking lock. Let me take that shit, dude.
And of course,
I'm trying to be a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, dude. He looked awesome. And also Joe Camel.
Sorry, I just remember a story from 15 years ago of some little boy that was like playing Naruto in a sandbox and had his friend bury his head in the sand and he died.
Damn.
You were playing Naruto?
I don't know what Naruto, like what how it worked. But there's one
What's
of the...
Naruto?
Naruto's an anime.
Oh,
Naruto.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, you
I forgot you were from Nippon.
Yeah. Oh, how dare you? I'm Nipponese.
Yeah, I forgot you're
yeah, so he was doing Naruto shit. Yeah. He buries his head in the sand.
Yeah, well, I guess he buried his head in the Sandu Baksu.
Sandu Baksu.
Sandu Baksu. And then he died in a coup.
He is suffocated, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, they buried, he had his friend bury it, like, you know, like an ostrich, I guess.
Yeah.
And then he just fucking, like, and they're like, come on, Kyle.
You can do it. Do just like Naruto.
Do Naruto. Kyle. Hey, you want to go to my house and play Nintendo DS? Okay. And they just leave him there.
Damn. And those kids are in jail for life now.
Anyone see my nephew, Kyle? I've been smoking, otherwise I'd go look for him. I've been smoking and doing my nails.
Damn. I wonder if anyone got in trouble for him dying. Maybe the teachers? I don't fucking know. I was at the stand. It was pretty fun, actually.
For New Year's?
Yeah. Somebody slipped me some mushrooms. I did mushrooms.
Somebody drugged you?
No, they gave them to
me. Oh, okay.
Mushrooms are a club drug now.
What do
mushrooms
you mean?
Are recreational.
Like microdosing?
It's not like sitting on your couch drug anymore.
Like taking a chocolate?
You don't tell me what mushrooms
are. It was never sitting on your couch.
People do it
drug.
At the club.
Mushrooms was always like
it's
taking a
go outside.
Walk.
Yeah,
going outside during the day.
That's
it's
what
a
it
nighttime
is.
Drug now. That's really what
damn.
I meant.
I remember walking around on mushrooms one time and there was heat lightning. You know that silent lightning?
That's fucked
and
up.
And I'm like, that's fucking wild.
That would have fucked your ass up. Dude. Yeah. That's awesome.
That
I'm jealous.
Cool.
Cause tree, just looking at a tree will do it for me.
Yeah.
Dude, well, who's making them nighttime drugs now? What the fuck is this? Nothing sacred?
People are doing it now.
I mean,
it's
did
all
it
these,
at night.
It's these fucking kids. They're putting ketamine in the cocaine. They're taking mushrooms at night. They got no respect for the simple things, like taking way too much OxyContin and driving around. Going to the mall.
Getting Auntie Anne's fucking pretzel.
Hitting on the lady at Auntie Anne's while fucked up on OxyContin with piss on your shirt because you're wearing tall tees and you forgot to pull them up at the urinal. You piss all over yourself. And then you propose to the woman at Auntie Anne's,
who you can't tell if she's 48 or 12.
Who's also your Aunt Beatrice.
Oh, yeah, man. Dude, that's good. So kids are doing mushrooms in the fucking
club. Yeah, well,
club.
My girlfriend only does mushrooms because of the fentanyl stuff. She's afraid of all other drugs.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Even acid?
She'll take a little bit. No, acid's 12 hours.
You know what they need to do?
You
is
could do
make,
a little bit
they
of
need
mushrooms
to make
and
a,
have fun for a couple hours.
They need to make a
home.
Fentanyl vaccine. Yeah.
I agree.
There's got to be a way to do that.
Yeah, they do. It's called Narcan.
And it probably works as well as the Corona one, so...
No, Narcan probably works better.
That's not a vaccine.
Oh, it's not. It's,
I mean,
it's
something...
If you're OD.
I mean, they create a fentanyl vaccine, and it's mandated. So everyone has to take it.
Oh, so then you could do fentanyl forever.
You could do cocaine.
You could do whatever drug you want.
Yeah.
But if you want to go to elementary school, you got to have that fucking vaccine.
Well, they're not doing cocaine.
Yet.
You're right.
They're already fucking doing mushrooms at night.
You're right.
And not even have the decency to have a urine proposal to
the lady at Auntie Anne's.
The beautiful,
the beautiful
women of Auntie Anne's.
The beautiful Guatemalan woman at Auntie Anne's. Yeah. The 4'2 woman.
They don't even have the decency to do that. So, frankly, no.
The same
I don't trust
size, width that she is height.
I don't trust a kindergartner to go learn the ABCs without being vaccinated against the drugs that he'll probably be doing in the classroom.
That's true.
That's a good point.
That's a good point. Yeah, I DJ'd.
Who's your kid? Who's the youngest kid you knew that did drugs? And what age?
Drugs? Drugs?
I guess weed.
My friend David, who is also simultaneously the funniest person.
There was
ever
always
met.
Like one or two kids that were like smoking at like 8.
Yeah.
They're like, that's insane. But then, yeah, I guess
just this, a hyper molested child.
He was my friend that we saw in New Orleans who had 5 kids. Yeah. And the life had been sucked out of him. But at 14, 13, 12, the absolute funniest person I've ever met.
Yeah.
Just untethered to morality.
And you copied his personality. So whenever you say,
I'm not brave enough to even get close.
You've run out of.
He's Icarus, dude.
Like, what would he do?
He'd like get erections in class, and stand up and give oral presentations while he was hard. Yeah.
That's pretty funny. That's actually really good.
He would tell on the he would tell on the retarded kid in PE for high sticking, and the retarded during floor hockey, and the retarded kid wasn't even doing anything. He wasn't moving, and he'd be like, "Stop high sticking."
That's a great bit.
That's so fucked up. God damn,
pure
dude.
Evil.
That is so pure fucked evil. Up.
He had to go to a special school in high school because he got caught doing drugs.
And that's
then,
great.
And then he got kicked out of special school, and his parents sent him to Orthodox religious Jewish boys.
Oh, I also got to say,
there
too,
he definitely got fucked.
This is day two of like, so I never like did none of the Jewel shit. I just smoked cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. Nick became a stick boy.
Oh, the last fucking 2 months. Yeah. Like,
you're a Jewel guy?
No, this is day two of not vaping, but that shit is fucking, it's like, that is the worst. It is the most addictive fucking shit.
Oh, yeah.
In the
and kids
world.
Do it, they're doing it.
Well,
because
the first
doing
time,
NFTs.
The first, yeah, the Juul never really did it for me. I hit one of those like diamond air bars.
They're mad good,
and it's like smoking an entire pack of cigarettes at
once.
And
they taste like bubble.
You fucking just like melt into the couch.
It's for kids. It's candy flavor. Yeah. Yeah.
But then, yeah, I mean, now it's like...
Shout out to Big Tobacco reinventing themselves.
So smart.
Yeah, I just have to suck on that fucking vape pen all
day
long.
They're like Madonna, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're like sharks. You got to keep moving.
But I've gone 2 days, and I feel like absolute fucking shit.
Nice.
Super irritable.
It'll be like 2 weeks, probably.
I mean, I used to smoke a decent amount of cigarettes.
Yeah.
And quitting, it was always like 3 days, it just sucked. Where you're just really fucking uncomfortable and you want to punch holes in drywall all day long. Mm-hmm. And then after those 3 days, it's fine.
Yeah.
Well, you could do so. Speaking of Oxycontin, just start doing that to wean yourself off of the thing.
Well, I'm just going to have a cigarette a day and try to get back to my old habit of...
Smart.
Of smoking cigarettes.
I think it is smart, honestly. Yeah.
That is good because Big Tobacco is smart because not only they got kids smoking that shit now, and we literally do think cigarettes are better than.
Yeah, exactly.
It's created something that cigarettes are better
smoking
than.
A pack of cigarettes a day can help you quit vaping. Yeah.
Fuck, salute.
Just some 60-year-old guy that's like, I smoked cigarettes for 47 years, and then I tried to quit by picking up vaping, which was way worse. And now I'm down to a pack a day, thanks to Marlboro.
Oh, speaking of cigarettes, I watched The Insider. That movie rocks.
It's incredible.
It's so goddamn good.
It's so good. I watched it a couple months ago.
It's so
fucking good.
Sick.
It's so sick.
You're so the tension the whole
it
time.
It might be. I'm not a big Russell Crowe guy. It might be my favorite Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe's great, dude. Yeah.
No, it might be my favorite.
You're a fucking dunce.
I'm not big on it.
You're gay, and your dick is small.
I don't burn people.
Yeah, dude.
I don't. I came here to let you know I don't burn people.
How did they find out? Cool. Do you think they had snitches everywhere?
Yeah, they were spying on him. All his shit was fucking tapped.
Fucking Big Tobacco, bro.
They're so mean to him.
I hope. I know he gets divorced, or I hope he gets pussy at the end. We never find out. It's the rare Michael Mann movie where there's no pussy and there's no shooting.
Maybe he gets
well,
pussy
there is,
off the high
there's
school.
There's a little bit of it.
Like, very little amount of guns. Yeah. Very little.
He takes his gun in his backyard when he thinks
some of the gender stuff
him.
Is like, you know, him.
Yes, his wife is clearly a dumb bitch.
She's a dumb bitch.
Yeah.
Yes. When she's like, well, who's going to pay for the house?
Yeah.
I miss our old house. Who's going to pay for the house and my haircuts?
It's like, get a job, you fucking whore.
Or my purses. My addiction to purses.
Yeah, she is a dumb bitch.
Yeah.
It does check off the dumb bitch.
The dumb bitch Michael Mann checkbox.
It's almost like you can see my brain justifying cheating immediately. Yeah. It's like you can see
the wheels turning.
You can see the wheel where I justify cheating on you, not with someone who can even provide, but a fucking loser.
Yeah, someone way worse.
It won't even within the context of my weird cheating earnestness.
Yeah. Nah, you
it's
know,
still going to be a fuck. It's somebody that doesn't make sense.
I believe.
Like the teacher on The Sopranos.
Yeah, that made zero sense.
No, it made a lot of sense.
Oh, because
Carmella was always cheating.
She's a dumb bitch.
But Carmella wanted to just, she wanted attention, dude. She didn't
She wanted attention. She wanted some guy that was straight, like who, not like Tony.
Not like Tony, who made her feel good, smart.
Yeah,
who talked to her about books.
A sued.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Who, yeah, smart but not condescending, just paid some attention to her.
Smart but also dumb as shit.
Yeah.
Kind of like her.
But yeah, she immediately was like, all right, I got to get a new husband while there's some tread on this pussy. Before I really go to shit. That
she's
clearly
a fucking whore.
That was clearly the fucking calculus that character was doing.
Yeah.
The kids are really cute. They got great child actors.
The kids are great. That fucking scene on the beach at the end.
Oh, yeah.
What are we talking about again? Dresses. Oh, right.
Dresses.
Fucking when Pacino goes off with them for burning it, for like, you know, wanting to shelve the interview because they're selling the company. Oh, mm. I might just go rewatch that right now.
Dude, Such the Insider a good is great.
Him when they Michael Mann lets watched, guys ISO. I love that.
Yeah, I watched the first.
Said just do Pacino.
Half, probably,
just
like,
go full Pacino.
Go full Pacino of The Insider.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's good.
Such a good movie.
How about Al Cappuccino?
That's okay. Good.
He's like, whoa, what is wants a fucking coffee?
You want a cortado?
What is this, foamy milk?
I love going to Starbucks.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, it's very
Al
good.
Al Cappuccino.
Hi. You stand in line. Did you buy maybe a John Legend CD? And you get a little thing of mints.
I want chocolate covered almonds.
A rubber hard boiled egg. And some carrots. And I know I got my protein for the day.
Yeah, what the fuck
Turkey
is that?
Turkey sausage.
Their protein
egg white.
Pack. Their protein box.
The little Chinese girls that have already placed their order online.
They're so smart, those girls.
It's always the Chinese girls.
I want one of them.
I saw one of
them. I want one of them also.
Give me the Chinese girl.
They do it so I can't talk to them in line. Luckily, I figured out how to block the door while waiting for my coffee to be made. Going somewhere.
Al Capa motherfucking Kino.
Damn, I do want me a quiet little Chinese girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I copied that grande in a venti cup thing from one of those Chinese girls. So smart. You never spill on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Every
mm-hmm.
time I get coffee, I spill over all my clothes.
That's what you ask for?
Yeah, I saw a Chinese girl do it at Starbucks once. I was like, that's mad smart.
Did you try and kiss her?
No.
Was she hot?
No.
She wasn't?
Oh, that's not true.
No.
There's no way that's possible.
No, she was perfect.
Damn.
No, she's the smartest person in the world.
It's got to suck to be a big, fat kind of Chinese girl. You know what I mean? Because you're like...
I mean, I think just it's hard to be a big, fat lady.
Yeah, but
in
if
society.
You're... First of all, if you're like a big, fat white bitch or like... You know, a Mexican lady, there's like a zone for you. You know
there's
what I mean?
There's definitely a zone for big, fat Chinese girls.
What in fucking Street Fighter?
I mean, what do you mean like there's a zone? Like people will fuck you or what
no,
do you mean by
but
zone?
I mean, it's just not like a type of person to be. You know what I mean?
No, but it's like...
I guess what I'm saying is that they're not very represented. I mean, like who the fuck are the big, fat... It's not like you can just be the big, fat Chinese bitch.
There's
like... I'm just ready for some dumpling. You know, I know. I mean, I want a big fat Chinese friend. I could fucking create. I could paint
dumplings?
You a picture of who they would be.
Yeah, please.
Should they exist?
Hold on, I'm closing my eyes.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for the.
She
picture.
Sounds good. All the
wearing an inner tube.
That's awesome.
All the Hawaiian. Now let me ask you this:
wearing a little dinosaur inner tube at all times.
That sounds cool.
Float ready to float.
Ready to float.
Ready
no
to float
what.
The Yangtze for some dumplings.
Does she have big tits? Let me ask you that. Oh,
no.
Okay.
Basically on par with yours.
Ooh.
Because it's
similar
it's
body
a blown
type.
Up version of what would be like a diminutive
kind of, you know, regular Chinese.
I see. I suppose that could be an issue, yes.
Yeah.
Damn, now I want dumplings. Now that you said it.
Yeah, what kind?
I don't know.
Like the...
whatever they got.
Like soup dumpling or classic, the steamed pork?
The pork chive.
I'll take a pork chive.
Yeah. I love a pork chive.
I'll probably just get a fucking breakfast sando from the bodega.
I think I will, too.
Oh, beautiful. Lunch at the bodega,
we'll
breakfast
do a
sandwich.
Bitches do brunch.
I feel like I've worked my way through. There's like literally nothing I've got an appetite for anymore.
Maybe you're sick.
No, I mean in life.
Oh, in life, in
there's
general.
Nothing you
not
want?
Not even food.
Nothing food-wise. I sometimes think maybe like barbecue, but it's like, nah.
No.
Really, I don't know.
What about a steak?
We had steak. Oh, we went to the West Side Steakhouse.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Where I took you right before the pandemic.
Right before everything changed.
I had a nice steak. Actually, you know what? That's not true. I had a bullshit steak. Went to a place in Queens that people said was good. It wasn't. There's one place that's really good. It's called Christo's Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Run by
Greeks. In Astoria?
Yeah. Very tasty.
I got a burger again recently and I fucked up. I don't know why I always do it, but I'll get like blue cheese or blue cheese derivative burgers.
On a burger?
And I forget that they're disgusting.
That's nasty. Mm.
Yeah, I know. They always taste like permanent marker.
Yeah.
And I forget. And then I order it again, and I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm just
what
eating a fucking Sharpie.
Like sauteed onions
that's
bacon
it.
And shit?
Just sauteed onions.
The only time I have blue cheese is on a wedge salad.
Yeah.
Or
steakhouse
or
wedge salad. Or, yeah, that's the other time.
Mm. Of course.
Or the dressing for wings. Otherwise, I don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah, blue cheese can suck me off. I agree.
Yeah, blow cheese. That's what they should call it.
That's what they should call
blows.
It.
Blows.
Because it sucks cock.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Maybe I'll get a big breakfast sandwich.
Well,
where at?
Not me here, but maybe.
What are you guys excited about coming up in your lives? Adam, you're getting married? Or something?
Not
said
yet.
Something along that you're going to a wedding or something?
No, the wedding's canceled for coronavirus.
I snuck in it to my wedding.
You snuck
in.
I got a suit. I was going to look all cute.
Mm. No, you weren't.
I was going to look mad cute at that wedding.
What kind of suit?
Ralph Lauren.
Ooh.
Ralph Lauren.
What color?
Navy. Classic. Nice. Just a classic suit to have for a long time.
I watched some of Wedding Crashers,
which I
had never seen.
Great movie.
Is it, though?
I love it.
It is in my
mind. It's really dated. I mean, it's like that type of comedy is like...
I don't remember it, but I remember it being awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you never see Vince Vaughn.
Yeah,
because
it's funny and they get pussy in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you see it. There's a lot of pussy being
you see
in
titties
game.
In it. Will Ferrell is very
Will
funny.
Will Ferrell
in
comes
it.
In. Awesome.
Nice little Will Ferrell pinch
hit. Ma the Meatloaf.
Classic
look. I mean, the amount of times I said that.
When he goes
in
to
high
the,
school,
when he's getting pussy at funerals,
off
that's
yeah,
very
that's
funny.
Awesome.
As somebody that never saw Wedding Crashers, to see it now, it is bizarre.
I saw it in the theaters.
It's like the way the comedy doesn't hit for me is like trying to explain a dream to somebody, and then like right after you wake up, and you're like, you got it. So, but there's a house, but the house has like legs. But it's like a car. And then you like just sort of come, you realize that you're like just speaking nonsense.
You know, I had a dream like that where I was somewhere and it was my friend's mom, but she was a young, hot woman. And I had sex with her. And that's all I remember. But that was the dream I had today.
Oh.
Because I.
You mean
this
last
morning,
night?
Last night.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I was like, she's a mom, but then she shifts into a hot.
Younger
woman
chick.
With big tits. Yeah. But then when we're not fucking, she goes back to being a mom.
Wow, that's the perfect lady. God, that's who I'm trying to get married to.
And we were in a big house, and it was weird.
Or like a big, fat Chinese bitch that shrinks into a normal one when you fuck her. And then she expands back into the bigger one.
And then she's making dumplings.
That
making
sounds cool.
Dumplings.
Now, if
she's got the inner tube with the dinosaur.
Now, if at some point you wanted to fuck her fat, could you, or was that impossible?
I think that let's go ahead and say that's impossible.
Well, that stinks.
Yeah,
because you would at least like to have the option.
But I'm the analyst in the Matrix now. Just pausing time. We found that the only thing people want is to have a big fat Chinese bitch that shrinks into a normal sized Chinese bitch. But and they don't actually want to fuck the big fat Chinese bitch. But if you tell them that they can,
They get pissed off.
You create a chasm of hope, which is identical to despair. And that's how there we control.
Go. Oh, yeah. Wow. You talking like that makes me realize, yeah, I guess it didn't really make any sense.
No, the movie's gay, dude. But it's fucking stupid.
I'm not going to let you take the positive. Here's my thing. Living in the positive zone.
You know what the gayest part
of the movie is? I had a great time.
Is?
It was a stupid movie, but I loved it.
The gayest part is when they're in the writer's room. The original
is good because it's like it's supposed to be an answer to this like pre-9/11 like kind of nihilism where people just go about their fucking like okay lives and are bored. And now everyone's life fucking sucks. It's you can identify what makes it fucking suck. So the idea that there's some like secret world to escape to doesn't really like do anything or mean anything.
Yeah, because the Matrix isn't that tight.
Yeah, it's really
the
not.
The Matrix sucks now. We have to lock down. We have a
and then so
virus.
This one, it's like, okay, but the answer is like, you know, like sentimentality or love. And it's like, and they represent that through this like fictional relationship between these like two characters that I don't give a fuck about anymore and have it in 20 years or whatever.
I guess
like,
since I didn't bullshit. See, I guess since I didn't see, I mean, I saw the original Matrix and it rocked cock, but I still got love for my man Neo, mostly because of the big Keanu resurgence. So it's like because Keanu means more to me now than he did back then. Because
of John Wick.
Let's put it this way. Yeah. John Wick is a million times better than any of the Matrix sequels.
Without question.
Yes. Without question. So it's like, and it's like, they're not that. I mean, John Wick is just the Matrix if the Matrix wasn't real and he was just a guy that was cool and knew he was cool all the time.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Yeah.
It's like what if it was Neo, but there's just no story
but
whatsoever.
He's good at guns. He's not superpowers.
He's sick at guns.
He's just sick at guns.
Right.
He's got a dog.
Yeah. Right. So it's like that they could have just done that. They could have made it. They're like, what? Like they should have gone and been like, do the Matrix 1 again. But now everybody's life sucks, so we don't need to know that there's a secret world that we could all escape to, where we have like real freedom that we can't like obtain through I don't know, like a middle class life or you know buying shit or going on the fucking.
So you're saying I see. So
instead, yeah,
go ahead.
It's just John Wick.
Yeah.
When Neo realizes he's John Wick,
that's awesome.
And then they just make John Wick 4 without permission.
Yeah.
From the people who make it, and then when they get sued, they say, no, it's Neo.
It's Neo.
Imagining that he's John Wick.
So
this is a simulated world.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You know, and then mostly the movie is just sort of like a preemptive legal argument.
That's awesome.
Rather than it being...
And it's just like he wakes up at the end, Neo wakes up, he's like, that was a crazy dream.
Yeah. And instead of the Matrix verse and the John Wick verse.
Yeah, yeah. Neil Patrick Harris, it's maybe a 300-400-pound Asian woman wearing an inner tube with a little dinosaur head on the front. And he fucks her.
And he gets to fuck her big.
He turns skinny, but he gets to fuck her. That's his secret power. But only Neo's allowed to. Only Neo's allowed to fuck her big.
See, I'd enjoy that.
That would be awesome.
That would be a sick movie.
That would be an awesome movie. Oh, so you're saying shit was good in the 1990s. So they were escaping.
Good
to
and boring.
World. Good and
well,
boring.
Yeah. I mean, I think people were just sort of like
it was
thoroughly like ironically attached. It's like there's no big conflict in the world that's I guess most people are aware of. It's like okay, the Cold War's over.
Yeah, no
over.
One gives a fuck about Kosovo.
Yeah, the economy's good. Sure, there's still problems like you know,
Bill
crime
Clinton's
and poverty
getting pussy.
Or whatever.
Bill Clinton's getting pussy. Everyone's like, dude, Bill Clinton rocks. Yeah, this 20-year-old who sucks his cock is a dumb bitch.
He gets pussy from a child. from a child that
I
works
love
for
how
him.
People think. He's not a pedophile, and it's like the documented sex scandal that we know about is almost pedophilia.
The premise of the first movie kind of invalidates like the rest of it, or certainly like this one.
What do you mean?
Because it's like the first one takes place in like an ideal world where you know, like I guess the only thing Neo doesn't have is fucking friends or a social life.
That's the problem that Neo is facing. He's bored. He doesn't really like his job, and he doesn't have any fucking friends.
Well, but isn't there can't he feel that there's something fucked up and sinister going on though? Isn't that why he's hacking or whatever the fuck?
Yeah, well, he's just looking for Morpheus. I mean, you can extract all of these other ideas about, you know.
Why is he looking for Morpheus?
Because he's following the white rabbit, dude.
Because he's fucking bored. Because he's a loser. Because he's just a fucking guy that, you know, he wants to be more important than he is.
But he's got superpowers.
Thomas Anderson.
Yeah.
Who's Tom? Oh, yeah. His real name. Or his Matrix name. His slave name.
His slave name.
Yeah.
Kuntak.
You know, it was sick. One thing I really did like, though, is they had the aunt from Family Matters in. She was friends with Jada Pinkett Smith.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
Is that who Rachel? That was?
It was cool to see her back in
Aunt Rachel. Working. That was Aunt Rachel.
Yeah, see?
That's what they should have changed Aunt Jemima to. Is
Damn,
Aunt
Rachel. I should have watched that movie High.
Yeah,
you
dude.
Got all the good details.
That's. I was like, I was not paying attention for every time she was on screen. Really, I was like, who the fuck is
that? Aunt Rachel?
And it literally, I wouldn't look it up. I was like, I need to figure this out. So I wasn't even paying attention. I was just like, who the fuck is that lady?
Yeah.
And then I finally put it together.
The real worst part of that movie is when they're in the writer's room for Matrix 4, and it's all the video game guys, and they were like, what were the first three Matrixes about? Was it about techno-fascism? Mm-hmm. Was it about anti-capitalism?
I don't even remember that
and
part.
And then one of them's like, was it about being trans?
Did they say that for
real? Or transness, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. I missed that. I must have been getting some low main.
Which I guess that's
Shouts
what
out I'm... to, I don't know.
What?
I forgot what the fucking place was called. There's two places I order Chinese from. I don't want to give the wrong one credit.
Why?
La la.
You order for the bad one when you're feeling self-destructive?
Well, sometimes one of them randomly close. The good one. You know how a good business can just randomly close?
They think they have the right.
Yeah, and they're right. I come back like a little fucking pig every time.
Yeah.
And then I got from the bad one, and I was like, it can't be that bad. It was dog shit.
I did that on New Year's Day. I did the $200 Chinese food order.
$200?
How the fuck do you spend $200?
I got from the good place. You get from the good place. Every entree is $20, and you want every entree.
Yeah.
You get every entree?
Well, not every.
I got from that place. That place, Birds of a Feather.
Besides the big Chinese bit.
Yeah. Me and just one other guy, we put up a $150 tab, no problem.
No, we did a big one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't want to eat anything. I just want to drink coffee and vape.
Yeah.
I just want my fucking vape pen.
You want to be a fucking middle school girl?
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. Dude, this shit's nice. You just do it all day long, and then it stresses you out, and you're like, damn, something's wrong. And you're like, then you hit it again. And you're like, okay, that's
okay,
it.
I'm
all
good.
Right,
I'm good.
Damn, now I'm pissed.
I'm pissed off now.
I'll just suck on this vape pen.
I'll suck on this vape pen.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I'm about to paint my dick aluminum and make you suck it.
Yeah, that won't work, dumbass.
Yeah,
There's no vape.
We'll see about that.
No, Stav jizzes cloud. Mm-hmm. Oh, Stav can chuck some cloud.
I wish. That'd be cool.
Steam?
If I steamed
like
my cum.
Like a robot?
Yeah, dude.
Like a Wild really Wild sick. West robot?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Like a locomotive.
Like a H.G. Wells.
Just a steampunk. Dude, that should have been the enemy at the end of Wild Wild West. There's like a train that's just a dick who's steam.
Steam jizz.
And that fucking handicapped guy that's like, guess who's bringing slavery back? Penis forward.
Yeah.
And they're like, who cares? It's just steam. And then they're like, they realize they're sticky. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I lost the use of my legs letting a giant robot fuck me in the ass.
You can't make an...
Now I'm going to get my revenge.
You can't make an excellent movie like Wild Wild West anymore where the villain is disabled.
No.
Mm. You can't do that anymore.
The hero's got to be disabled.
Yeah,
now.
The hero now has to have
spider
legs.
And the villain's
got
to be a white man, sorry.
A white man, yeah.
Or a white woman. We can still get away with white women.
Oh, my God. They should be the villain in every movie.
Did I... have I shared the detail that I thought Kevin Klein was Calvin Klein who made underwear?
Wow.
When I saw the movie, I was like, Mom, I didn't know Calvin Klein was an actor. Mm-hmm.
That was like his Newman's own.
That was his
secondary revenue
and
stream.
For like years, I thought Calvin Klein was Kevin Klein.
That's
like,
why really are these funny. People wearing these Wild Wild West underpants all the time?
I was like, wow, he makes underwear too? My mom laughed at me. I was like, fuck you, bitch. Don't laugh at me.
Stavros, you're so funny.
That movie's really fucking bad and stupid.
It's one of the worst.
I saw it in theaters.
You know what I want to see? What is it, Shanghai Noon?
Yeah, with Jackie Chan and Owen Wilson.
That's the movie they should have made.
That movie wrong.
Well, they did make it.
I think they made a sequel to that movie.
I mean,
too.
It should have been called Chinese, Chinese West.
Chinese, Chinese West.
And Jackie Chan could have done all the music.
I would love that, dude.
We go straight to Chinese, Chinese West.
Chinese, Chinese West.
You know, straight. You know, it's funny, like late in life, he decided he's pro Beijing.
He's from Hong Kong. That's right.
Yeah, he's from Hong Kong.
He's a Benedict Arnold.
Yeah, now he's like a pro fucking CCP guy. Wow.
Didn't he also have like a lesbian daughter that he doesn't fuck with?
I think
Jake Chan's actually not chill anymore.
He roundhouse kicked her,
but he's a great artist. It's kind of a Woody Allen situation.
It is. You got to separate the art.
Separate the art. Yeah.
You got to focus on the important.
What do you think about? Have we ever talked about how isn't that movie called Crimes and Misdemeanors?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that basically a movie about a guy who gets away with doing something horrible, and the lesson is, hey, life gave you a free pass.
Yeah,
enjoy
sometimes.
Life.
Sometimes. Well, he didn't.
That's basically him admitting he molested.
He didn't do something horrible with a kid in that movie.
I know, but
that was in Manhattan.
Well, that's the other thing. We also have Manhattan, so you combine those two, and it's basically him saying, "I did it."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in Manhattan, he gets his 17-year-old girlfriend back at the end,
and that's what's really beautiful and important.
Which is kind of an "if I did it" situation, too.
Yeah.
Well, there was that one girl that was like, "Yeah, when I was in high school, I used to fuck Woody Allen and have threesomes with him and Mia Farrow, but honestly, they're some of the greatest memories of my life." And I don't feel bad about it at all.
I know. It is
crazy.
I
thought it was really cool.
Because if you're like a fucking senior in high school, like a famous...
Those are the most vapid girls in the world. Those are the kind of girls that would see Woody Allen and be like, ew.
What do you mean, now?
Like a 15-year-old girl would be like, what, yuck.
Why?
That's not a hot guy. They shouldn't they like a more stereotypically hot...
like Tom Selleck or fucking...
Yeah.
Or Burt Reynolds.
That's who we want molesting our teenagers.
I'm not saying that he didn't have a right to molest the kids. I'm just saying it's surprising that a 16-year-old girl would be like, yes.
Well, maybe she was into art, dude.
Maybe she was an artsy
maybe
girl.
She was he's also very
maybe
famous.
Maybe she was the girl and she's all that before she took her glasses off. You know, the art freak in school.
Woody Allen was like, I bet you got a nice pair of tits under there. I see your pussy?
Then maybe I take your glasses off.
She's hot. She's all fat.
Yeah, okay. She's Chinese.
And it's fat. Like, they got to take the hottest girl in school and get her fat as shit.
Okay.
That's the bet.
That's cool.
Yeah. You got to force feed more.
Honestly, the hottest girl in school with 20 extra pounds on her. Mm-hmm. That's right up my alley.
Yeah.
That's basically you just described my dream girl.
Yeah.
Some fat titties, some hips. Now we're talking. But anyway, Woody did it is my point. Because based on Crimes and Misdemeanors in Manhattan alone.
I'm just not going on the record about it anymore.
You're going to go on the record?
No. No, it's none of my business. They got Ghislaine.
They did.
They got Ghislaine. A woman went down for...
A woman went down for men's crimes.
For men's crimes. And now...
Free her.
That shit is truly funny. Not only that, like, nobody who actually raped the kids is going to face it.
They're running World Bank or whatever the fuck.
On top of that, the same day that, MSNBC or CNN will cover, like, the verdict... They'll have Bill Gates on TV.
Yeah.
Be like, we got to get these vaccines into children now.
And I'll do it personally.
And I'll pay it through in their asses.
And they're like, just no questions about like his financial interest in any of that. His remarks on the Ghislaine verdict.
Dude.
Nothing.
I know. The list of people that fucked kids on that plane is so funny. You think the Illuminati is about to do a heat check and kill her too?
I don't know, man, but it is.
That would be awesome.
It's just crazy.
It wouldn't matter.
It's just
it would not matter.
I don't know, it goes without saying, but it's just crazy that by chance, because of like runaway media hysteria, cashing in, not because they actually give a fuck,
about Donald Trump's administration.
Right.
It's just like there's all this money to be made fucking like pearl clutching about Donald Trump, everything he says and does. They accidentally step in the fucking Epstein thing with the Acosta appointment.
Right.
And then they loop everybody in. And this guy who, first of all, there's no way there's one Jeffrey Epstein.
Right.
This is like, you know, he's like a fucking, like a Grubhub driver for elite pedophiles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are a million, there's like the pedophile version of Home Depot somewhere, and there's 15 Jeffrey Epsteins hanging out outside.
Yep, yep, yep.
That are like, you want to fuck East today? I take you to the Keys. I have an island. You can come in to the fuck the Keys.
There's definitely 8 other pedophile islands.
Easy.
Yeah.
Every island. Mm-hmm.
Every island has
every fucking island.
Every island.
Every time they destroy a matrix.
Because every time you say that the elites can't do something fucked up with anything, they get revenge on regular people by doing something worse.
Yeah.
We used to use islands to test nuclear bombs. And then you said you couldn't do that anymore. They're like, well, guess what we're going to do on them now? Right?
Yeah.
So there's a million fucking Jeffrey Epsteins. The media accidentally steps in it. We have to fucking like, okay, well, we'll put him in jail and kill him.
Well, he was the most.
And then people are like, well, what about Ghislaine? They're like, all right, we'll bring her in. And then, well, it's yet to be seen what happens in terms of her sentencing or if she figured something out. But when this happens, fucking like every CEO in the world resigns in fall of that year. Then there's a fucking pandemic. Yeah, we're locked down for 2 years.
Yeah.
And now the guys that are implicated who have a financial interest in these like fucking vaccines are invited on TV to insist that everybody fucking takes them.
Billy Trilly Gates is making some cash off the vaccines.
Dude, he's made most of his money over the last fucking 20 years off like vaccine bullshit in Africa and India. A lot of them, too, have, like, seriously fucked people up.
With the malaria stuff?
A lot of them. Like, the pertussis vaccine fucked people up. There's a lot of, like, and, you know, because there's clips of him being, like, the goal of vaccination is to lower the world population or whatever. Mm. Because, like, you know, it's like, oh, if, like, African women weren't losing their kids to these diseases, they wouldn't have so many kids. But, I mean, and so it's, like, take it, quote, unquote, like, taken out of context.
Right, right, right.
But
isn't there hella African orphans out there?
Yeah, they all got guns.
Yeah, Angelina Jolie got breast cancer, so she can't breastfeed any of them anymore.
Yeah.
So she had, I think she has, what, 27 African kids?
Yeah.
Otherwise.
They're all wearing Ronaldinho jerseys and carrying M16s.
Didn't they have a daughter that looked just like Brad Pitt, but now I think they're trans or something like that? So the Brad Pitt daughter now is just a Brad Pitt son? Or maybe it's a Brad Pitt they them, I don't know.
Well, it's probably a hot kid. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I loved it fucking she told him like the Harvey Weinstein raped me and he's like, that sucks, but I gotta do Meet Joe Black. This is gonna make my career.
Is that really what happened?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, she like that was like a big point of contention.
Oh my
in her
god!
It was like,
what the fuck? Yeah.
She was like,
your wife tells you some fucking piece of shit raped her. Yeah. You're like, look, I gotta do that scene where I get hit by the car. Or whatever.
I love you.
In this damn movie.
I gotta make this damn movie.
God damn.
All right, we'll see you next week, folks.
Bye.